Well, more than three quarters of the western United States is in what's called a severe or worse drought. Parts of the Great Plains, 40%, are also seeing severe or worse drought conditions. Wildfires have swept across the region, and farmers are worried about how they'll make it through the growing season. Even with a few recent downpours, they are still desperate for rain. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports.
Randy Ermacher is in his tractor, planting corn and soybeans in central Nebraska. But you might not be able to tell that, even if you were in the tractor cab with him. The soil is so dry that clouds of dust hang in the air as he drives through his fields.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to see what I'm doing tonight.
He tries to turn on the windshield wipers, but...
Well, that didn't help a whole lot.
It's the driest spring Ermacher can remember in his 38 years of farming. It's supposed to be a season of optimism, but he hasn't felt much confidence as he's placed seeds in the ground. It's been too dry, and cold, too.
Who wants to put corn in the ground when it's getting down to 25 every night and there's no moisture there? Just had no enthusiasm to go do that.
Drought is a challenge many farmers and ranchers are facing in the middle of the country. About 80% of the West and the Great Plains are at least abnormally dry, according to the National Drought Mitigation Center.
So yeah, when we start looking at the central to southern plains, there's quite a bit of color on the U.S. Drought Monitor map, and that usually means that conditions are not doing too well.
That's Brian Fuchs, a climatologist with the center.
We had a tremendously dry winter through much of the plains, and that was not unexpected, but we really didn't understand last fall what the extent of that dryness was going to be.
And strong winds aren't helping. Oklahoma saw its windiest April since at least 1994. Other states are also seeing gusts with higher wind speeds than average. The high winds and a dry prairie have been the perfect kindling for wildfires. Steve Rice has been busy as a volunteer firefighter in southwestern Nebraska. He remembers driving up to a house in late April on a road sandwiched between hundreds of hay bales.
Every single bale is on fire. There's a wall of fire on each side. And then we sat there in the ash and the smoke and the wind and everything for 3 hours or whatever and tried to protect the house.
They saved the house. But wildfires have burned a lot of hay and grassland, which ranchers rely on to feed their cattle. Rice has been organizing hay donations and getting them to the ranchers that need help.
So they lost their pasture ground, they lost their bales that were in the yards and in the ranches. All of it's gone. It's hard to understand that. But for those farmers, they lost their entire inventory of feed.
The drought means there's not much hay and grassland, even for areas that haven't seen wildfires. Some ranchers are considering selling off cattle because they're worried about feeding them. It's reminding some farmers and ranchers of the last big drought in 2012. Brian Fuchs says it's been about 10 years since the region faced significant drought, and, well, its number was up.
And, you know, drought is a natural part of our cycle here, especially here in the plains. That to go 10 years now without seeing a widespread significant drought is quite rare. I guess there's no better way of saying it that, you know, we were due for a drought. We had went quite a long time.
While droughts are a part of normal life, New Mexico state climatologist David Dubois says climate change could play a part in pushing dryness into drought. For instance, rising temperatures make water evaporate faster, draining precious moisture from fields.
We've had much drier periods, you know, 50s droughts and Dust Bowl, but we are warmer than those. If you don't have the water to begin with, it's really hard to manage it. And then you're only going to get, you know, a fifth or even less of what you normally get.
The National Drought Mitigation Center predicts dry conditions could persist through the end of July. Only one thing left to do, say the farmers and ranchers. Pray that recent rains continue. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.